Today's best hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. Who doesn't like cheese, Jill?
I hope everybody likes cheese.
You would think. And I saw a meme, I think, the other day that was something about that said, and it showed one of those little kids making a face, and it's like the face they make whenever you hear somebody doesn't like cheese.
Right.
Because everybody likes cheese.
Everybody should like cheese, because everything's better with cheddar.
There's always that opportunity. It's kind of like bacon, too. You know, whenever it's like everybody loves bacon, and then you hear somebody doesn't like bacon, you're like, well, what do you mean you don't like
bacon?
What's
wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, so the organizers of a big cheese festival in England, they had this event last Saturday. And they promised a plethora of the finest international cheesemakers and mongers, showcasing their amazing cheeses. And the festival was also billed as including a range of bars serving craft beers, liquor, and wine, plus live comedy, local bands, cheesy DJs performing.
Cheesy yes, DJs.
Selection of jazz, funk, and R&B. Yeah,
aww.
They did get that corny. And yeah, and organizers finally said, well, we're apologizing for the complaints that they had on social media and after the event because they unexpectedly ran out of cheese.
You can't run out of cheese at a cheese fest.
You cannot run out of cheese at a cheese fest. Well, no.
Go buy the stuff in the can, whatever you got to do.
Yes. I mean, the whole thing is built around the cheese.
You're
talking about how great this is, that you've got cheese, and people are like, all right, you got me. You sold me on it. Now I'm going to go.
And there's nothing.
Then you show up there, and it's like, oh, well, we're out. What do you mean you're out?
That would be my luck.
Yeah. Say so, what? You're
get there halfway through.
You're out of Swiss? Yes, out of Swiss. You're out of Brie? Yes, out of Brie. All right.
Good to know.
Cheddar Jack, out.
Oh.
And
bad.
Would be worse if they ran out of beer, too, and I don't know about that.
This is true.
So organizers finally explained in a Facebook post on Sunday that bad weather prevented some cheese vendors, as well as some of the performers, from attending. And so they have now decided to take several measures, including offering 50% off admission tickets to next year's festival for anyone who bought a ticket to Saturday's disappointing event.
I love that the cheese vendor's like, ooh, it's a little too rainy for our cheese.
Yeah.
We're going to stay home today.
We're going to stay. We don't want to get our cheese wet. And who does, really? So therefore, they got to look forward to next year. And you send this thing out and say, this is a very disappointing event. So next year, we want you to still buy a ticket, and we'll give you 50% off.
Stellar.
Because
there'll be 50% more cheese?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That's so dumb.
Oh, so I got to wait a year to get the payoff for
they're
this?
They're going to forget about it by then.
Right. We don't want your stinky cheese. That'll be the
so
thing
great.
Next year. They're going to have too much cheese because it'll be like, well, nobody showed up. Now I got all this cheese.
Moldy.
It's all moldy.
We're
all right.
Giving it away for free.
There you go. That's a look at the water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.